Welcome back to the Truth Business Network radio program. It's my second favorite segment of the whole broadcast. This is the Truth and Leadership Moment with Joel Smith for the next 10 minutes. We're going to hang out with Joel and we're going to figure out what it means or what it's going to take for us to be great leaders. You know, the Truth Business Network is a movement of business professionals who want to network with other Christian business leaders. And so that means we have to be great Christian business leaders, and we want some insight and some wisdom from Joel Smith today on that. So today, Joel, you're going to talk to us about contagious thinking. What does that mean?
Well, contagious thinking, we think like the people around us typically. You know, we're greatly influenced by people around us, and likewise, we can influence the people around us by the way we think. So this we're really going to talk about just thinking right, healthy thinking versus unhealthy thinking, and stinking thinking, like one of your favorite terms, I know.
I love it, yeah.
Yeah, so contagious thinking. So, in our culture, you know, over the last 10 years or so, we see there's just so much more depression going on than there used to be. There's a lot more anxiety in the schools and in the workplace, and, the level of effort put towards daily work in the workplace is becoming less and less overall. Well, there's got to be reasons for that. That doesn't just happen by accident. And I do think that it is a cultural reason, and it comes down to thinking. You know, our actions follow our thinking so much. So with this, workplace culture problem, started thinking about this a little bit and trying to figure out if this is a thinking problem, we must have some wrong thoughts. We must have some things going on in our minds that just aren't really as they really are. And so I want to talk about the success myth.
Okay.
And this is pretty common in our culture too. So, and here's how this works. It says, if you work harder, you will be more successful. If you're more successful, you will be happier. Now, that doesn't altogether sound wrong, does it?
It doesn't.
But you can see how there could be some hang-ups. We'll talk about that in a minute. But so working harder leads to more success, and the hopes is that if you're more successful, you'll have more money, you'll have more power, whatever, and you'll be happier. But there's a problem with this. This is the rabbit hole that so many people go down, and it doesn't have a good ending most of the time.
Okay.
You know, so what happens is people work, they work hard, they experience success, but they still don't find happiness at the end of that success. That happens all the time. You think about all of the wealthy people, highly successful people in Hollywood or in the business world, that they get to the top and they're empty. There's something missing, and they don't know what it is. And so it doesn't always work that way. Or we could work hard, struggle to find success. Maybe we're working hard but not working smart, or not working efficient, or jumping from one thing to another, working really, really hard, and then we just get discouraged, and so we stop working hard. We feel, well, you know, I'm working really hard and I'm not happy, so why work hard? I can be unhappy and not work hard, you know.
why do yes, that? I
and,
like that.
And that happens too. So you see people kind of throwing in the towel and not really giving their best towards what they do, thinking, well, there's really no pot at the end of the rainbow, so why push so hard for it?
Right.
Well, and so that's what you get when you're following the success myth. Work really hard to get success, and then you'll find happiness.
Yeah.
The problem with that is that happiness, that's what we all want. We want to be happy. We want to be fulfilled. We want to feel like we're accomplishing something. We want to be rewarded and be able to have some joy and fun and great relationships and all that. And we think that our success, you know, that depends on our success and our hard work to get there. And so often we just miss out. And so there's such a big portion of our society that's just missing out on happiness. I mean, geez, you know, you look at all the depression going on and the anti-depression and, the drug companies are making a fortune off of people's unhappiness in a lot of ways.
Right.
And that's just true. So I want to talk about maybe a different idea real quick. Instead of the, this success myth, I want to talk about the success revelation.
Okay.
So it's similar, but it's a little bit different. It starts off different. So here's how this works. It says, if you raise your level of happiness by deepening your gratitude or optimism, every social and business outcome rises dramatically. Every social and business outcome rises dramatically. Okay. So you raise your happiness. You have energized work, so you're energized when you go to work. You've got a vision, you've got something, you've got some passion. And then And then success just naturally follows that. Now, that seems great. That seems great. You raise your happiness, you got energized work, and you're more successful. But there's a question that would go on in a lot of people's minds when they hear this.
Okay.
And that question would be, well, how do I raise my happiness? It's like, I can't just flip a switch and all of a sudden I'm happy.
It's not just eating a second donut in the morning.
Yeah, right. And so, and that's the roadblock. That's what makes it more difficult. But part of this is just our thinking, you know.
Okay.
We're stuck in this, success myth idea, way of thinking that we believe that happiness is dependent on our circumstances or everyone else around us instead of ourselves. And so unhappiness is contagious, and happiness is contagious. So unhappiness is contagious. We're discontent with what's around us, and that spreads to other people. Well, happiness is contagious as well. You know, so happiness is contagious. People, happy people are good thinkers, and good thinkers are happy people.
Okay.
Okay. And so when we are good thinkers, it doesn't have anything to do with all of the people around us that are either lining up our happiness or not lining up our happiness. And that's the thing about happiness, and that's the thing about ourselves, is that everyone else in our lives, they're not aligning everything so that we are happy. They've got their own lives to deal with.
Boy, howdy, that's true. I can attest to that right now. I mean, I'm sure everybody knows somebody in their life that is not at all concerned with their with my happiness.
Right.
There are people in my life that are not concerned with my happiness. Yeah. So let me ask a clarifying question here. So you're saying that I need to think good. I need to have good thinking. I need to have happy thoughts. Is that a I'm okay, you're okay, I'm the best me that's ever been me? Is it kind of that kind of self-talk stuff, or what are you getting at? What do you mean?
Oh, I think there's a little bit of that to it, but I think there's some practicalness to this too, and I'll talk about it. I'll give you a few suggestions on this that I think really mean a lot. So Jim Rohn says, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. Okay, and so that's good to know. See, happiness is an interconnected choice. It's an interconnected choice. You can't just be happy in a vacuum. You know, if you're off on a desert island by yourself, chances are it's going to be hard for you to find happiness because all the source of the reasons to be happy would be gone, the relational benefits and the building up and the growth and the just all of that wouldn't be there. So happiness is an interconnected choice. So to give you an example, so if you spend time with creative people, it's going to bring out your creative side.
Gotcha.
If you spend time with people with integrity, you're going to become more trustworthy.
Right.
Right. If you're an introvert and you spend time with extroverts, you'll become more of an extrovert. You'll be pulled out of your, you know, out of your shell a little bit more. And so, if you spend time with people with a growth mindset, you're going to more likely become somebody with a growth mindset. And that's important. So it's important that you surround yourself with the people that you need to surround yourself with.
You know, I think that's really fascinating because that's not going to be just then enough self-talk. In other words, you can't get enough self-talk to beat hanging out with a bunch of downer people.
Right. So if you hang out with happy people, chances are you're going to be a happy person too.
Right.
But likewise, if you hang out with a bunch of unhappy people that are complainers and they're whining about everything, they're victims and they're entitled to this or entitled to that, and people that just make excuses for everything, and they really aren't interested in the pursuit of happiness. Even they'd rather stay kind of where they're at. You're going to be that same way.
Right.
You're going to be held down. And gosh, we all know people like that. We all know groups of people like that. So,
man, this is a lot of food for thought. I'm excited to have you with us again next week. Joel, this is our Truth and Leadership moment here on the Truth Business Network radio program. We get trained, we get equipped like this every week at the Truth Business Network lunch. So why don't you join us this Wednesday at the Pizza Ranch on 86th Street in Urbandale from 12 to 1. Business leaders here in Des Moines getting together, building each other up just like this. Joel, thanks again for your time.